The real battle will be in the legislature, where Republicans are calling the idea unconstitutional and unenforceable. But Revenue Secretary Roger Ervin says assessing big oil on the profits it makes in the state and preventing the cost from being passed on will work.
I don't see that this is an issue where there needs to be a legal challenge, and I'm hoping that we can somehow work with the companies to come up with a workable solution.
Republican Senator Glenn Grothman is convinced, however, the state will be sued and will lose.
So not only would we be paying another 5 cents a gallon for gas, but we'd be paying a bunch of legal fees on a losing effort.
But Secretary Ervin believes the state is on solid legal ground in protecting consumers while giving oil companies a chance to what he calls invest.
The better the roads are and the more people are able to commute to work, the more fuel they will sell. So this, in a sense, to me, is an investment in their own market.
The administration estimates that the tax would bring in $274 million over 2 years for roads. And despite the fact big oil companies are making big profits, Ervin disputes claims this is a revenge tax.
It's about the roads. It's about us finding money to ensure that we maintain our quality of life here.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.